thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. I'm Paul Roszewski. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of January, 2025. Before we get started, today's episode is sponsored by Ansay & Associates, a Wisconsin-owned business with 30 locations throughout the state and an official WPT partner. They are the new administrator of the WPT Association health insurance plans, allowing us to expand our WPT member benefits to a full spectrum of insurance offerings. And as an independent agency, they can search and compare rates across the industry and between many insurance companies. We are excited to put the power of their resources to work for our members. For more information, talk to your member representative or contact our main office. Well, happy Wednesday to you and welcome to All Things New Day, a new season of the Midweek Moment. This is the first episode of Season 3. It is a new year, a new legislature, new intro music, new member benefits, a new state budget, lots of new, which honestly is pretty awesome. On the other hand, there's lots of the same old, unfortunately, rhetoric and bickering, and the year is only 2% complete. The more things change, the more things stay the same, and lots of things are already happening. To get you set up for the rest of the week, we've got semifinals in college football, which will happen on Friday with two games setting up the national championship. And since we're in Wisconsin, a heads up that two Hallmark holidays coming up on Saturday are National Milk Day and National Hot Toddy Day. Wisconsin is legendary for our devotion to dairy and to alcohol, so however you honor our well-earned legacy, as always, celebrate responsibly. Now that we have you set up for the week, let's jump into some news together. And let's start out with the recurring theme of the dysfunctional relationship between Democrats and Republicans in Wisconsin politics. Quite literally, the gamesmanship slash antics slash political dysfunction started immediately. On the day of the inauguration, when people have family and friends in town and they're entertaining them and going through the pomp of the actual ceremony, there was a committee meeting that was scheduled, and within 24 hours, that meeting was conducted, a bill was debated, voted on, and approved. And within 24 hours of that, the Senate had a floor session to debate the second consideration of whether our Constitution should be amended to enshrine having photo ID to vote. That gives the optics of a Republican rush job and power play right out of the blocks. Is that the foot to start off on? Maybe, maybe not. They probably could have paused half a beat and still get everything done this week, and maybe even delay the openly confrontational partisan butting of heads. Maybe we could have had a couple of hours, maybe even a day or two before it started, but no such luck. Out of curiosity and perspective, because we're talking about photo ID, I went to the internet to search for things that require a photo ID in Wisconsin. Among other things, photo ID is required to open a bank account, get a library card, apply for welfare, apply for Social Security. Interestingly enough, you don't need it to apply for food stamps. Apply for Medicaid, get married, pick up certain prescriptions, or buy a cell phone. At the end of the day, the funny thing is that voter ID is already a requirement in Wisconsin, so the fact that it was debated back and forth for well over an hour was typical partisan politics. More of the same old. In other news, and selfishly speaking, I think that what WPT does in keeping things from happening is pretty underappreciated. Unfortunately, there are things that people take for granted in Wisconsin that have either been good for the state because they've been around for a long time or they haven't been around for a long time. whether it's keeping tax credits in place that help reduce burdens, actually keeping things tax exempt, like legal services and accounting services to help keep businesses from having one more tax, because they already have over 50% of every dollar that comes in leaving in some sort of tax or fee or regulation, etc. So I bring that up because here's an example of another tax. Maryland is the first and only state to have adopted a tax on digital advertising. It has survived a few legal challenges since it's been approved in 2021, and since it may have some legs since it's been around for a couple years, it is now being proposed in Tennessee, Nebraska, and California. Remember, nothing is sacred. Even things like advertising, which has typically been tax-free, is now on the slippery slope of potentially being adopted by state governments to take in more of the people's money. And make no mistake, there's always a motivation to bring in more tax dollars. There will always be demands to fix more roads and to better fund schools. And for that reason, there will always be ideas thrown around like spaghetti to see what might stick to the wall. And who's there to keep it from sticking? Who's defending that wall? The last statewide taxpayer association left standing, the Wisconsin property taxpayers. You want me on that wall. You need WPT on that wall. Yeah, that was a tangent. Okay, that was fun, but let's reel it back in. Speaking of taxes, let's go to the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file and let's look at your tax dollars hard at work. As of a few days ago, Willie Hines retired from a life of public service. He was an alderman in Milwaukee, was then the president of the Milwaukee Common Council before he joined the Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee in 2015. So for 9 years, he was either the associate director or director of that office of government, which oversaw the Housing Choice Voucher Program and over 4,000 affordable housing units in Milwaukee. Unfortunately, his legacy is going to be known for a couple other things. First, that there have been several public calls for him to resign amid frequent resident complaints about unsafe, unhealthy, and even uninhabitable living conditions. Since there were complaints, the feds come in from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to do an audit, and what do they find? They find financial mismanagement, missing money, and what do you know? They release the information publicly in October, and Hines conveniently announces his retirement in November to take place right after the turn of the year. Well, just in the nick of time to earn a full retirement pension from the city. Oh, and it gets better. Ironically, the public employee overseeing low-income housing was earning $252,000 per year. You think that's crazy? You're right. And you know what? It gets even better. His pension will net him $11,000 per month for as long as he or his wife are alive. That is his parting gift for 2 years of slow response to infestations and poor living conditions. You really can't make this stuff up. And finally, I give you a special New Year's treat, a quote from Gavin Newsom, governor of California, which, to be fair, isn't a name many people would expect to be on a podcast from an organization that fights for lower taxes. But taxes are a nonpartisan issue, and as a nonpartisan organization that knows that both sides of the aisle need to work together, here's an example of a quote where Republicans can agree with a Democrat. Maybe this is the spot that we can move forward. And I quote, "Government is the ultimate monopoly. And monopolies, as any economist will tell you, often breed complacency and a lack of innovation," unquote. Have a great second half of your week. And as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.